fake science. One of my secret guilty pleasures is believing in fake science. You know, astrology, numerology, Chinese astrology, tarot cards, palm reading, handwriting analysis, gambling fallacy and lucky runs, and Myers-Briggs topology. Generally speaking, these fake sciences do not appear to have any real foundation, just belief that they tap into deeper, darker realms of knowledge. Knowledge beyond our scientific understanding, and in a sense, astrology is real as it gets. Space and Julian images, part of our collective unconscious, and who knows, there may be something to it. I'm a scorpion, a very passionate person indeed, almost stereotypical to type. Myers-Briggs typology, I don't get it, seems to be about as accurate as astrology, and not as good as a pickup line. Years ago, a skeptical scientist wanted to disprove palm reading, took photos of people who had just died and asked palm readers to predict the age they would die. Palm readers were not told they were already dead. The palm readers predict the age of death with a 50% accuracy rate, far above the 25% chance they would get it right, just from a random guess. Gambler's fallacy, there is such a thing as a run in luck, and gambling has been proven. Scientists ran thousands of games of roulette and found that rather than forming a random pattern, there was a pattern to the chaos. Upward and downward spiral returns. So in a sense, the gamblers are right. It's best to quit when you're on the right high side and walk away when you start losing. Hard to do, hard to predict. Every time you start a new game, a new slot machine, the run starts over again. So one could apply this when we make a little money at the casino suspense. Yeah, I'm a big fan of the fake science.